the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, former President Trump was back in a New York City courtroom today as his criminal hush money trial enters its fourth week. Judge in the case found him contempt for a 10th time for violating a gag order, telling the Donald the court will have to consider a jail sanction going forward for any further violations of the order, which prevents him from speaking about any jurors, witnesses, or potential witnesses in the case. The average fee for making an out-of-network ATM withdrawal is at a record high. Beverly Brown Ruja with New Jersey Citizen Action says these fees can add up and many people can't easily get to their own bank.
These kinds of drip, if you will, fees can really take a toll on a family's kitchen table budget.
Bankrate.com says between the surcharge and the fee you pay to your own bank, out-of-network ATM withdrawals cost an extra $4.73 on average. You can expect more security delays at Newark Liberty International Airport. The TSA reports it's updating equipment at Terminal A's screening lanes, but that work expected to go through Friday night. Passengers should arrive at least 2 hours early. Next week, upgrades will start at Terminal B. The deer population continues to explode in the Garden State, so what's being done about it? Groups say that deer are increasingly making their way into areas where you wouldn't expect them.
The New Jersey Farm Bureau cites a deer overpopulation emergency. Executive Director Peter Fury says there's been a big decline in hunting pressure.
And the whole system of controlling the population is based on recreational hunting.
The Farm Bureau says crop yields are increasingly taking a hit because of this issue. The state says the problematic numbers also mean more vehicle damage and destruction of the natural forest ecosystem. Non-lethal solution suggestions include better fencing and fertility control. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 to get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. It's not going to rain tomorrow, right? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There might be a stray shower early on tonight. So the vast majority of the area, though, will be dry. We'll have clouds giving way to some clearing later on. Low temperatures tonight in the mid-50s. Warmer but less humid tomorrow with intervals of clouds and sunshine. High temperature tomorrow pretty close to 80. It will be closer to 70 at the shore. A shower or thunderstorm in spots late tomorrow night, low near 60. Then a very warm day Wednesday with clouds and some sun and a stray thunderstorm, high 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And right now, it is 65 in Patterson, 64 in Hamilton, 63 in Cape May Courthouse. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.